USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A new report released criticizing James Comey's Clinton email probe. That 500-page report released by the Department of Justice Inspector General criticizing the former FBI director's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Director Christopher Wray saying,
"We're going to adhere to the appropriate disciplinary process. And once that process is complete, we won't hesitate to hold people accountable for their actions."
Meantime, the Justice Department allowing the $85 billion buyout of Time Warner by AT&T. A federal judge saying Tuesday the deal wasn't legal. The government trying to stop it from happening over concerns of price hikes for consumers. Officials in Germany believe they've thwarted a biological weapon attack. Police arresting a Tunisian man they believe was working to make ricin. He hasn't been linked to any specific group, and they're not exactly sure who he was targeting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Reporters at the White House asking questions about the president saluting a North Korean general during his visit to Singapore.
It's a common courtesy when a military official from another government salutes that you return that.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. The Kilauea volcano producing 30 billion gallons of lava in the last 6 weeks alone, and officials say more than 700 homes have been destroyed since eruptions began. The tourism industry taking a major hit. And they say they're losing about $450,000 a day in that sector alone. In Pennsylvania,
we are extremely fortunate, and thank God this occurred at 9:30 and not at 6:30.
A catastrophic tornado causing immense damage in northeastern Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service saying the EF2 tornado with winds between 111 and 135 miles an hour tearing through Wilkes-Barre Township about 10 o'clock Tuesday night, with folks stating the area looks like a war zone after that devastating storm. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hours after a federal judge clears the way for AT&T's merger with Time Warner, there was another large media marriage bid on the horizon. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
After the AT&T court victory, Comcast makes it official, unveiling an all-cash bid for large chunks of 21st Century Fox, valued at about $65 billion. The offer trumps the Walt Disney Company's deal that was originally valued at $52.4 for the same parts of that conglomerate controlled by the Murdoch family. The offer amounts to $35 a share. Comcast is buying Fox's media assets, would own film production businesses, 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight Pictures, as well as 21 sports regional networks, including Yes in New York, also a controlling stake in Hulu and international properties. Disney will be given a chance to match or top Comcast's offer.
The vice president speaking at the Southern Baptist Convention, thanking those gathered in Dallas for their support of the Trump administration.
Mr. Pence spoke about the success that has been made over the last 500 days of the Trump administration, touching on topics from the economy, pro-life, domestic and international. He thanked them for their prayers that has led to the progress that has been made.
This progress, men and women, on security and prosperity and our most cherished values, is the result of the support of men and women like so many of you.
That's John Clements reporting for USA Radio News.